If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told. And we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back. Maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking 'em. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
My son Finn was born with congenital heart disease. He ended up spending about the first 8 months of his life in the hospital. During that time, he endured 10 surgeries, including an open heart surgery. Starlight Children's Foundation has played an important role in my family's life. For 5 weeks when he was a baby, Finn lived in a Starlight Hero wagon. You could not understand the pure joy of having him go from a hospital bed into his favorite red wagon. Starlight doesn't just give items that hospitalized kids can use to keep themselves happy, but also memories, moments, and experiences which are so needed in times like these. They allow sick kids to just be kids for a little while. The support that Starlight provides to families like mine is an integral part to creating happiness at a time when there's very little to be found. Learn more about how Starlight Children's Foundation brightens the lives of sick kids by visiting starlight.org today.
Peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the Black community learn about lung cancer, a disease that disproportionately affects us, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer, to bring you the facts. Fact. In the United States, over 25,000 Black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. Fact, our community is more likely to develop advanced lung cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. Fact, lack of access to health care, lack of clear resources for help, and mistrust in the medical system are not helping us beat this. Fact, lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among Black men and women. But there is a way for us to take back control of our health and change things. Learn all that you can about you or a loved one's diagnosis and treatment options. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Together, we can bring about real change. Because fact, change is possible, and it starts with you.
Dan Hicks with Paul Azinger, welcoming you back to the Healthy Stand Classic. And Zing, she has been absolutely tremendous today, but it all comes down to this shot.
It does, Dan, and you couldn't ask for better conditions. 68 degrees, just a slight 2-mile-an-hour breeze, and a UV index of 3. This is absolutely critical.
That is right. This direct exposure to midday sun could be increasing her risk to melanoma.
It looks like she's making a change.
Yeah, she's putting that putter back in the bag. Now let's see what she takes out.
Oh, wow. It looks like she's pulling out a 15.
I don't know. It looks like she's going with a 30.
Strong choice. She's going to want to use the recommended SPF 30 even on a cloudy day.
And notice how she's using broad spectrum sunscreen.
And a generous amount, too.
Incredible.
That was a masterful performance.
That was pretty good, too.
Stand Up to Cancer and Optum want to help you reduce your risk for cancer. Visit TakeAHealthyStand.org.
Will I always be working weekends just to stay out of debt?
Is a great college for our kids?
Out of the question?
Is the American dream?
Out of our reach?
Not if we can help it. We're the National Endowment for Financial Education, a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping people just like you get smart about their money. Log on to smartaboutmoney.org today and start taking control of your financial life. Help is closer than you think.
go, diving into another big hour, lighting the fuse for this explosive broadcast. It's the Steve Harris Show, fighting for you from the Foxhole of Freedom every single day, telling you the truth and giving you better analysis than anyone else. Welcome to it. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, a crazy video. It's up on my Twitter feed now. South Korean fighter jets bombed their own village by accident in Korea. They dropped real bombs, live ordnances, 8 bombs dropped on a village. It's crazy. Number two, 5.5% of the K-8 students in Detroit are proficient in math. 5.5%, 1 in 20 can do math in Detroit. Which brings me to number three, the big breaking news today. And that is, we're told that Donald Trump will sign an executive order today to begin the dismantling of the Department of Education. Gee, I can't imagine why. I mean, 5.5% of the kids in Detroit can actually do math, K-8. How's that Department of Education working out, Jimmy Carter? President Donald Trump expected to issue the executive order later today to direct the new Education Secretary, Linda McMahon, to close the department down. A draft of the EO has been seen by the Washington Post, NPR, and ABC News. And it calls on McMahon to take all necessary steps to begin the closure process to the maximum extent appropriate and permitted by law. The draft recognizes it would take an act of Congress to shut down the Department of Education, requiring at least 60 votes in favor of dissolving the department in the Senate. The federal bureaucratic hold on education must end, the draft states, calling for the department's main functions to be returned to the states. You see, federalism is alive and well with Donald Trump. Federalism is the way he sees the world, and he should. It's the way this country was designed. Powers not enumerated and given to the federal government all come back to the states. In this Republican form of government in which we operate, that's the way it's supposed to be. Always has been that way. But in Washington, they've gobbled up power over and over again. And the unions, oh, the unions will go crazy over this. The public sector unions that never should exist in this country. Public sector unions never should have been allowed in this country because they're playing poker with your money. When public sector unions negotiate with a public school, whose money are they negotiating with? Yours. That's why people like Franklin Roosevelt said public sector unions should never be allowed. And yet, here we are. The federal bureaucratic hold on education must end, the draft states, calling for the department's main functions to be returned to the states. The Department of Education's main functions can and should be returned to the states. It also directs McMahon to distribute federal funding for education programs with precision regarding the law and administration policy. The experiment of controlling American education through federal programs and dollars and the unaccountable bureaucrats those programs and dollars support has failed our children, our teachers, and our families, says the draft. NPR reported that the average of federal dollars make up nearly 10% of funding allocated to public schools, with the rest sourced from states and local taxes. Federal money is mainly targeted toward the population's particularly vulnerable students, who are those with special needs and those living in rural areas. And yet in this state, I believe it's the city of Flint that gets the most money. The city of Flint gets $30,000 per student, more than half of which comes from federal sources. The city of Flint has some of the worst schools based on results in the state. Following her Monday confirmation, McMahon reportedly sent out an email to Education Department staffers that called Trump's plan to overhaul, which removes red tape and restores the nation's education system, that it was, quote, our opportunity to perform one final unforgettable public service to future generations of students. She also expressed in her memo that, quote, my vision is aligned with the president's. To send education back to the states and empower all parents to choose an excellent education for their children. Several department employees have already been laid off, pressured to retire, or placed on administrative leave. The Trump administration also stripped the Institute of Education Sciences IES, an organization responsible for gathering and sharing data that covers such topics as national student achievement and teaching practices. Deep cuts to programs and grants have also been enacted. Look, 5.5% of the kids in Detroit can do math. 5.5%. The Department of Education heavily funds the Detroit schools. What is the net result? Crap. Here it is, people. It's crap. It hasn't gotten us any damn place. Johnny can't read and Johnny can't write, yet they want more money in the Department of Education, these fools on the left. For what? So Johnny can't read or write next year and the year after that, too? It's time to let the states control how the kids are educated. And you know what you'll find? Some states do it better. You'll find this thing called best practices. We'll educate our kids again, not indoctrinate them with union BS and top-down educational nonsense. We don't need DEI. We need reading, writing, and arithmetic around here. It's pretty clear. Because if Johnny can't read and write, Johnny can't be productive because Johnny can't have a job. Johnny can't support himself. So what happens? You get to support Johnny and his three baby mamas. That's what happens. Time for education to be returned to the states. I applaud this effort. 5.5% of K-8 students in Detroit public schools proficient at math. 8.5% could read at least. 8.5%, less than 1 in 10 could read at grade level in Detroit. In 7th and 8th grades, listen to this, it's heartbreaking. More than half the students had fallen behind in reading by 3 or more grade levels. That means 8th graders are reading at a 5th grade level, maybe. The percentage of students proficient in math K-8 ranged from as low as 2.9%. 2.9% in third grade, 8.2% in eighth grade. Reading varied from 5.9% for fifth graders, 13.9% for eighth graders. This is pathetic. Pathetic. And the answer is more money? No, the answer is for new concepts. New ideas, a new direction. Anybody that would defend these numbers and tell me the Department of Education is doing its job is insane. But hey, at least we're woke. Hey, at least we've got DEI practices. Hey, at least the union's happy. 13.9% of our 8th graders in Detroit, Michigan can read, but hey, the unions are happy. I mean, what really matters other than that? This is filth. 27,449 per student is what the Detroit Public Schools got. $27,449. How's that return on your investment doing? Of course, they don't understand mathematics or commerce or the economy, so it doesn't really matter, does it? Here's what I think of the Department of Education. Good job, Donald Trump. Do something different. Try something new. I'll take a break, and when I come back, Ivy will be here to correct me, maybe. The Steve River Show.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Ugh, I wish my blow dryer was faster.
Why?
The faster I blow dry, the faster we can talk about how Enbridge is investing in renewable energy like wind farms.
Exactly.
Because we're just a married couple in a radio spot letting everyone know they're working to achieve net zero emissions from their business by 2050.
I couldn't have said it better.
It's what we do, Deshaun.
Sarah, it's who we are.
And when this commercial ends,
we say,
tomorrow is on.
Enbridge.
Life takes energy.
Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand, is on a mission to make America feel great again. Head to PatriotsRelief.com and use the promo code Gruber for an astounding 40% off. Our premium CBD products are designed to help you find natural relief and wellness. Experience the incredible benefits of CBD with PatriotsRelief.com. Here's the icing on the cake. You get a 30-day empty bottle money-back guarantee. Visit PatriotsRelief.com today or call 877-230-1776. That's PatriotsRelief.com or 877-230-1776. If you're a patriot and have between $500,000 and $10 million, hold conservative values, and believe in the America First agenda, Sawchuk Wealth has built a wealth management system exclusively for you. The America First Built to Last Blueprint is based on four core principles: unexpected and welcome transparency, relentless cost reduction, disciplined and robust risk management, and, of course, America First. The mission is simple: deliver so much value that you wonder whether another alternative even exists. Visit SawchukWealth.com/Gruber and schedule a free 30-minute fit call now.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told. And we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back. Maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke 'em if you got 'em. And boy, we were smoking them. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
I saw some crazy stuff just cross the social media wires, if you will. In South Korea, two fighter jets flying through dropped live bombs on a little courtyard. It's like a stone courtyard. There's a church there. You can see people that were jogging in cars. I don't know how nobody was killed. Ivy's joining me now. Crazy thing. Here, people out for their morning stroll, and all of a sudden these two fighter jets on a training run, Ivy, drop bombs on this community. I'm like, what in the hell? How are you dropping live ordinances on a training run?
Oops. I mean, what were you thinking? There weren't any injuries, because I thought I had seen that there were actually a couple people killed. Was that inaccurate?
Not killed. Maybe injured. But yeah, there's, for anybody watching on the stream, there it is. Boom. I mean, you can see the little church and the little courtyard, and it's kind of like a stone fence, and all of a sudden, boom. I mean, this is the real deal. I don't know. Maybe somebody was killed. Last I saw, they were not. But come on, people.
That's a major mistake.
Yeah, that's a little traumatic.
Someone probably might lose their job on that one, or, you know.
Somebody's getting reprimanded. Anyhow, what's on your mind today?
So a couple things. Interesting Florida man story. You know, I always love kind of bringing these Florida man stories up. But a suspect in Florida.
Hold on. Just you know, Ivy used to date Florida man. Anyhow, go on, Ivy.
Actually, I never dated anyone from Florida, particularly.
Come on. You're from Florida. How did you never date anybody from Florida?
Well, they were from other places. Uh-huh. I mean, I am actually born in Florida, so I could say that I'm from Florida. Yeah. Anyhow, a suspect in Florida jewelry theft swallows $770,000 worth of Tiffany earrings just before he was arrested.
Ouch.
And there's actually an X-ray. Yeah, exactly. So they realized that he was pretending to be an Orlando Magic player, and he swiped the earrings, and then he was going to be apprehended, so he swallowed them, and they actually took him in to get an X-ray, and you could see, like, this chunk of foreign object in his stomach. And I'm thinking, Man, that's, I don't know if it was like swallowed in a bag or like swallowed individually, but like, I'm thinking that's going to be a messy cleanup for when they recover the $770,000 earrings, which you must imagine are some pretty big diamonds.
That's got to hurt. That's not like corn, I'll tell you that.
You know,
I'll see that again.
I just don't think it's worth it. I mean, what was they thinking?
I don't know.
Are they just waiting, like, with a bowl underneath? I'm sorry. I know that's pretty gross, but how is that going to work?
My eyes are watering. Yeah, that hoop earrings not coming out.
Just to lighten the mood a little bit.
Can you grab that, Bob? Can you grab that? Bob, can you get that earring right there? Oh, good Lord.
Could they theoretically, surgically, like, remove that?
Well, sure. That's what you do.
I'm sure you could. Yeah.
Would they have to get a warrant to do that? Or
you know, that's a good question, Anthony.
That's a great question. Do I need a warrant to pull this earring out of your... Well, you know.
Well, right now it's in the stomach, so I don't know if they could actually go in and get it in the stomach.
Well, you know,
but
to be fair, you'd perforate an intestine. I mean, you'd get killed.
You might. I mean, you could. I mean, I have a picture. I think don't think you can actually see it very well, but it's quite large in the stomach. I mean, it takes up quite a large region.
$770,000 worth. You know, it wasn't small.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's a chunk of change, right?
I'll have to follow that one to see what the outcome is.
All right. What else you got? My eyes are still watering, but thanks.
I don't know if you've seen this, but noise-canceling headphones have been linked to severe brain disorders in young people. Yeah, so...
You got me noise-canceling headphones.
Right, and I don't know that it affects adults as badly as children who are developing their hearing.
Well, if you're old, it's done. I got you. Go on.
Well, I think noise canceling is needed in perhaps some older people that can't hear as well.
I'd like to cancel the noise from a lot of people. Go on.
An alarming number of young people are developing neurological issues potentially linked to these noise canceling headphones and earbuds. But they're having a difficult time in processing sounds.
Because it changes their perception of the world?
Exactly. I don't know if you've ever heard of auditory processing disorder, but it is a disorder where it's hard for kids to concentrate, especially in like very loud settings.
Maybe that was my excuse. I couldn't concentrate.
Mm-hmm. Well, we can talk about that later. I'm not sure that your ability to concentrate has been improved over time, but that's also part of your genius.
What does she mean about that? What does she mean by that? Anyhow, go on. Fine.
You know, your brain just operates at a very high level. It functions very quickly. So, you know, I can understand how things can be distracting. Yeah. I get it. Huh? Mm. Hey, I'm giving you a compliment.
I appreciate that. I do. I appreciate that.
And another last story that I have here. New research reveals the best exercise for beating insomnia. Want to guess what it is?
I can think of the best activity to beat insomnia.
This is a kid, family show.
Well, how
if that's where you're going.
How do those families got here? I mean, come on now.
No, okay. The answer is weightlifting.
Really?
Weightlifting is... just really, it releases some hormones into the body that allows your body to rest
dopamine.
A lot better. I mean, dopamine is one.
Right, sure. So I'm going to the gym today, so I should sleep well. But it doesn't always follow because, you know, if I go to the gym at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, by the time I go to bed at 9 or 10 o'clock at night, you know, is the benefit still there?
Well, because if one, your body is more physically exhausted. And you're just going to rest better, in my opinion. Yeah, I mean, I always sleep incredibly better after I weightlift, but there's actually now some science behind it and some things that they're studying. Yeah. So.
I like the night syrup. That's the real winner, the night syrup.
Yeah, Sambrosa.
You know, I learned about that at a Tucker Carlson event in Grand Rapids. I don't know however many months ago that was. Sambrosa, that stuff works. Boys and girls, I'll tell you that. I take it.
Shameless plug for
plug for a company that's not even a sponsor.
Right.
But if you look up Sambrosa, just tell them Gruber sent you. Tell them Ivy said it was a good idea. She takes it too. You love it.
I love it. It's great.
It works great. Ivy, I love you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Steve. Love you.
All right. Still caught up with that whole hoop earring thing. We're going to take a break and be right back. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I don't know how to talk like a parent. Don't make me come back there. You see what I mean? It's pretty awful. Try it again. Don't make me come back there. Now that's pretty good. That one kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Say, as Ivy stands there, goes, you could have done this, you could have done that. Anyhow, we have a great team here. All kidding aside, the team is great. Whether it's Ivy or Anthony, Nathan's in here today doing some brushing up on his skill set. The live engineers, of course, Brock does a great job. Sister Sarah, all of them. Taylor, the newest member of our team, they're all doing great work. And we appreciate you as well. So thank you for being here. Microsoft still uses censorship tools despite disavowing NewsGuard. NewsGuard, listen, I want to tell you about NewsGuard just so you're clear on this. When it comes to programs like this one, conservative programs, even slightly right of center, right? Because I don't consider myself to be a bomb thrower. I'm not one of these guys, you know, conspiracy theorists or whatever. But even center-right programming, we get shut down on advertising. I don't get Walmart or Target or Ford Motor Company or McDonald's here. Because, you know, we don't want conservative people. And what happened is this organization called NewsGuard, if I brought in one of the companies I just mentioned, NewsGuard would come along and then see that, and then they would go back to that company, go back to Walmart and say, well, you can't advertise with this guy. You know, he's... da-da-da-da. And then they would say these terrible things about me, and they would pressure them into dropping sponsorships. They've done it to people like Tucker for years. They do it to Fox News. They do it to all sorts of people. Anybody that's center-right... Now, Fox News is big enough to say, yeah, pound sand. Not so easy for us. So we have to make partnerships, strategic partnerships with good companies, great companies that make it possible for us to be here every day. That's why I say please support the companies that we support and partner with. My Pure Health, 1775 Coffee, Enbridge, whoever it might be. I want you to partner with these companies and give them a look. Patriot Foods doing their best to keep America front and center. I've got this whole list of companies that we do work with. Wellness Company, Hillsdale College, Great Lakes Pet Food, NeuroGuard, Wolverine Water, MyPure Health, Home Title Lock, Exodus, Muskox, Patriot Mobile. All these companies are ones that make it possible for us to be here every day. Please support the people that support programs, including this one, and ones like this one. Because without them, we would be silenced. We would be canceled. We're not going to let that happen, now are we? Follow me on Twitter as well. Don't forget to do that. Follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Rumble, Instagram, all of them. It is the Steve Rivers Show.
I had an important job. And it wasn't just a job. It was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like... you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We put our lives on the line for our country. We braved the unknown. We did what we were told. And we lit up. Our cigarette packs were as valuable as the packs on our back. Maybe more. At one point, cigarettes were part of our daily ration. Smoke them if you got them. And boy, we were smoking them. Bumming a smoke was the norm. It was an escape from the reality of dirt, sweat, and forgetting how many days you were so far from home. Never had to worry so long as you had a light and the smoking lamp was lit. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. And thank you for your service. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Hydration isn't a sometimes thing, it's an all-the-time thing. Good hydration is proven to improve performance and prevent cramping. Good hydration starts when you get up in the morning and lasts all day. Develop a plan for good hydration all day long and up your game. Visit the MHSAA website and click on Education for more information. A public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
You with the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine. Not really.
Buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
As we continue on, I'm watching this remarkable, disgusting video out of Benton Harbor. The refs attacked after a basketball game. I think this happened yesterday. Refs attacked after a basketball game by the crowd throwing. You know, I've been mad at the refs too, but good Lord. They don't get paid much. They don't get paid to get treated like that. All right, continuing on now. State Representative Rochelle Schmidt is a Republican from Martin. Speaker pro tem and chair of the Michigan House Election Integrity Committee. She joins me now. Rochelle, glad to have you here on the program.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you.
All right. So the committee is going to review a bill requiring proof of citizenship for voter registration and photo ID for ballots. I mean, it makes sense. The problem is, until you have a Republican Senate and governor, probably not going to get there. But it is the right thing to do. I mean, you need government ID to do everything day to day. And yet somehow asking for a driver's license on election day is racist. It prevents people from voting and all this other nonsense. Doesn't prevent people from doing anything. Government IDs are free. If you can't afford it, they're available everywhere and they're needed for everything, aren't they?
That's right. Absolutely. And as far as voting, that's our most sacred thing, that we should be requiring that and definitely verifying proof of citizenship.
So what's the bill? How's it going to read? How's this going to work? If you put the bill forth, I'm sure you'll get support from Speaker Hall and all the Republicans, but how is it going to work?
Mm-hmm. So this is actually a House joint resolution, which would require, because it's in a amending the Constitution. So that would require two-thirds of vote of the legislature.
Wait, stop. Why would it have? Why would you have to change the Constitution to have voter ID?
Well, because it's not in there. So in order to change that and amend the Constitution to require this,
couldn't you just make a law? You couldn't just make a law to require ID?
No, not with how this is. And after Proposal 2 was passed, and that changed our whole way of the voting, how that goes.
The reason I'm getting into it to enumerate this. So voters, not politicians, when it was enacted by and pushed through by the Democrats to make voting safer and it would put more people, blah, 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 really wasn't about that, was it? It was about politics, wasn't
it? That's right. That's absolutely right. I mean, I believe the voters were completely deceived by that proposal. And that is now enshrined in our Constitution. So in order to require proof of citizenship and photo ID, we have to go to a constitutional amendment, which would require that two-thirds vote. Or it can go back onto the ballot, which very well could happen. There is a group, Americans for Citizens Voting Only, that is wanting to invest here in Michigan and help get this across the finish line if this does fail for a two-thirds vote in the legislature.
Well,
and that's something that
we
are hoping to see. It's going to. And we hope to see that on the ballot in 26.
Well, I'd like to see it on the ballot in 26 as well. Yeah. How many states?
Yes, that's our goal. It passed last year in 24 in 8 states.
So 8 states require that U.S. citizens only can vote. That's what you're telling me, right?
Well, there could be more, but this, there may be more than that. But this actual ballot initiative group had successfully passed this in 8 states last year in 24.
So let's get those folks on the program. Do you know them? Get them over here to me.
I do.
Get them on the air.
Yeah.
Let's get them on the air. Let's talk about the states that they've gotten cleaned up. Look. Voter integrity is incredibly important to the people in Michigan. We saw the games that were played during COVID. We know that Jocelyn Benson mailed out millions of applications, even though that was contrary to the law, but there was no penalty for it. Trust me, she consulted Dana Nessel. Okay, this is in violation contrary to law in Michigan, but there's no penalty. So go ahead and mail them out anyway. Right. They did that. We know that, right? We need to stop that. That sort of gaming and playing games has to stop. We need voter ID.
Yep, absolutely.
We need American citizens to vote and Michigan citizens to vote. I don't want people from Ohio voting in Michigan ballot proposals either. And that's no different than what they have in New York City and other places where they allow non-citizens to vote on the future of New York City and other cities. I mean, it's insane, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely insane. So we as House Republicans are going to fight this tooth and nail to the end, make sure that this ballot initiative is successful. And that's what we have to start doing here, because it is definitely completely insane. This is an issue that over 80% of people feel should be a requirement. I mean, this is very simple business.
Yeah, this is not complicated. You go in. I mean,
not at all.
Where I vote, they ask me for an ID every time I go in. Why is it not across the board? Why is it only in my precinct?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's the best practice to ask for your ID, right? You know, they've been over the years, that was a good thing to do, but it's not required. So if you don't, you can sign a simple affidavit of identity stating you don't have your ID in possession and then go ahead and go and vote.
Is it legal in Michigan for a non-citizen to vote in Michigan currently in any election?
No, it is not legal.
But you think
that is their argument.
Do you think some sneaks through?
Oh, yeah. We know that. I mean, look what happened in November with the Chinese national at University of Michigan. It does happen. And they try to say, well, no, this doesn't happen. And it's so very rare. But our argument is, how do you know that it's not happening if there's no verification of who is legal and who is not?
I would agree with that. I mean, how pretty simple stuff. You need voter ID. And you need American citizens only. I mean, this is not high science, like you said, is it?
Nope, not at all.
Right. All right, so a joint resolution. Tell me how this works.
So we heard testimony on it this past Tuesday in our first real election integrity committee. And, of course, the Democrats came out very organized, and they had all of their left-wing groups coming out, ACLU, Promote the Vote, Voters Not Politicians, League of Women Voters, all coming to testify against this in opposition. They feel that this is going to be a huge disenfranchisement to women in particular.
Now, when did the League of Women Voters become communists?
I don't know. As long as I've been a clerk, I'll tell you that.
just asking for some friends of mine. When did the League of Women Voters become communists? Because they've obviously gone to the deep, dark side of socialists and globalists. Anyhow, Rochelle, greatly appreciate the work you're doing. It's the right thing to do. I'll give you the last word.
Well, thanks for having me on here. We just need to get everybody engaged and understand what this really does for Michigan. And we need people working hard to help this initiative pass. So once that stuff comes out with this group, American for Citizens Voting Only, we will be happy to talk more about that and let the voters and people of Michigan know how to get involved with that.
All right. Rochelle, thank you very much. Greatly appreciate it. All right.
Thank you, Steve.
We're going to get those folks on the program here. We are. We have to. Everyone knows the next medical crisis just around the corner, whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something more concerning. Remember, you need to be prepared. Be as paranoid as a Boy Scout. Listen, I have the Wellness Company kits right here. Look, they sit right here. Right here they are, the Wellness Company, these kits, put together by professionals and doctors so that no matter what happens, these are the gold standard to help you in a crisis. If you can't get to the pharmacy, if you're home, if the power gets cut, if there's a tornado, whatever it might be, the emergency kit, the contagion kit, the first aid kit, the travel kit, they're all right here. I keep them right on my desk so you know exactly what they are. From the Wellness Company. TWC.health/Gruber. TWC.health/Gruber. Don't be caught flat-footed. Get the kit you need. TWC.health/Gruber. Time is our most precious commodity. I've heard from so many of you, listeners and viewers, who asked me for my advice on how to spend your time more effectively, to learn more about this country we live in and how we impact it. I'm tired of scrolling through TV shows and finding the same mind-numbing content. I'm guessing you feel the same way. So don't waste the precious little time you have with that nonsense. Instead, use that time to learn something new and inspiring from Hillsdale. Hillsdale College is offering more than 40 free online courses, including the brand new course on totalitarian novels. You'll learn from Hillsdale College President Larry Arn as he reads and goes in depth on four novels, 1984, Brave New World, Darkness at Noon, and That Hideous Strength. And even though these novels are decades old, they have the highest relevance today. They're urgent today. Find out more right now. Go to GruberForHillsdale.com and enroll. It's free, no cost. That's GruberForHillsdale.com and register for free. Do it now. Learn more. From
Peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the black community learn about lung cancer, a disease that disproportionately affects us, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer, to bring you the facts. Fact, in the United States, over 25,000 black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. Fact, our community is more likely to develop advanced lung cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. Fact, lack of access to health care, lack of clear resources for help, and mistrust in the medical system are not helping us beat this. Fact, lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among black men and women. But there is a way for us to take back control of our health and change things. Learn all that you can about you or a loved one's diagnosis and treatment options. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Together, we can bring about real change. Because fact, change is possible, and it starts with you.
Nearly 2,000 of the state's top student athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and in school activities through the MHSAA's Scholar Athlete Award, underwritten by Farm Bureau Insurance. The applicants will be in the running for a total of 32 $1,000 college scholarships. Application materials are available exclusively online through the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
Back into it now. I mentioned this earlier, and this is more blowback from this Green New Deal nonsense. More blowback from this Green New Deal nonsense. We'll use the state of Delaware as the latest case study of what's wrong with windmills and solar panels and all this nonsense replacing coal-fired power plants and nuclear and things that actually produce baseline energy, right? Delaware consumers facing soaring electric prices. Happened this winter, been a tougher winter in the eastern seaboard than it has been in a couple of years. So soaring prices, something I've been warning you about for a long time, because of aggressive green energy deals and policies, you're going to screw up the energy grid. Look, the electric prices in Ontario, Canada, have gone up dramatically, 200-400% over the last 5 or 6 years, according to several different studies. And why? They got rid of every last coal-fired power plant in Ontario. Well, congratulations. Well done. Now you can sit in the dark and be cold or pay through the nose to have the lights on. What an option, right? You're a senior on a fixed income. And your option is, well, I can't really afford to keep the heat above 60 or 58. Put on another blanket. Put on another shirt. According to electric bills reviewed by the Washington Free Beacon, accompanied by local news reports, electric bills have skyrocketed by hundreds of dollars. In some cases in Delaware, they've gone up, get this, just like I said in Ontario, in Delaware, 350%. 350% increase in your electric bill. Do you want that for your family where you are now, here in Michigan where I am or anyplace else? Hell no. Of course you don't. Lee Riley, a Washington, D.C. resident who owns a fixer-upper house with her husband in their hometown in southeast Delaware, shared her recent electric bills with the Free Beacon. In January, Riley and her husband saw a staggering month-over-month increase of 359%. We were surprised to see it go from about $90 to almost $400. That's $4,000 or $5,000 a year. How many families can absorb an increase in expenses of $4,000 or $5,000? And this is not for some luxury. It's for electricity. It's for the basics. I know where you can put that windmill. I've got some ideas and diagrams, too. Call me. I'll tell you. No one is even using the house. Isn't that great? No one's even using the house, and it went from $90 to $400. Riley's neighbors and nearby family have experienced identical price shocks. Another resident, Maria Cardona, said her January electric bill, get this, $1,200. $1,200 for her electric bill. The unexpected price increases in Delaware come as the state experiences extremely low temperatures. It's called winter. It's called winter. Happens every year, sometimes more extreme than others. The state passed rules forcing 40% of power production to be green by 2035, despite being one of the most fossil fuel dependent states in the country. Delaware residents are getting screwed, you see. It's a small state, and they're getting screwed by stupid policies, bad governance. As part of those rules, the state's main utility company, Delmarva Power, must import much of its electricity produced by wind and solar sources or purchase renewable energy credits from other states in the region. It's killing them financially. Unable to find enough credits to meet the state's mandates, Delmarva has paid $26 million in fines. They paid the government $26 million, and then they in turn screw the consumer. Government screws the deal up, wrecks the power supply and the cost and the return on investment. Then they fine the company that has no choice but to raise its rates and screw the consumer. Where do you think that $26 million for the government went? Something productive? Producing a better grid? Something good? No. God, no. Based on Delaware law, we're required to meet the state's renewable energy requirements by incorporating a blend of renewable resources into the energy procured and passed along to customers, said Delmarva. It's emerged as a key political issue, you think? Packed town hall meetings, angry citizens voicing concern led to the creation of a petition against Delmarva. A local Facebook group, Delmarva Power Victims, has more than 14,400 members. It's going to force the state to deal with the far left reckless energy policies. After meeting with stakeholders in the energy sector, it's become clear that Delaware's green energy mandates, including its participation in the regional greenhouse gas initiative, are a significant factor driving up costs, said Delaware State Senate Minority Leader Gerald Hawker, a Republican, of course. These policies are well-intended and having unintended consequences. No, you knew the consequences. Anybody could predict this. Anybody could see it. Anybody that cared to look, that is. Unless you have cranial rectal inversion and can't see anything. You're going to need an air freshener there, near as I can tell. Green energy sources generate just 6% of Delaware's total electricity output. Natural gas generates 87%. Nationwide, green energy generates 21% electricity. Natural gas, 43%. Look, we're not going to power this country on windmills, solar panels, or gerbils on little wheels. It doesn't work that way. I've been crystal clear about this for years. This is stupidity. It's stupidity, and the people in Delaware are figuring it out. 300% increases in power cost. 400% increases in power cost. $90 to $400. How would that play out in your house? How would it play out in your house if your power bill went from $100 a month to $400 or $500? If $400 a month that you had for groceries and gas and other things wasn't there anymore? Do you just walk into the boss and say, hey, I need a raise. I need a $5,000 raise today. Is that how that works? I'm guessing not. I'm guessing not. All right, we've got some final thoughts here coming up after the break. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You can find it at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Rumble. Become a subscriber on Substack. Become a subscriber on Twitter. All right? We'll be right back. Are you living with nagging aches and pains? Start living pain-free with CBD from Patriots Relief, your America First CBD brand. Legalized in 2018 by President Trump, CBD is an all-natural approach to pain relief. Join millions of people that have already discovered the amazing healing benefits of CBD. Patriots Relief offers a complete line of premium CBD products, all backed by their 30-day empty bottle guarantee. Go to PatriotsRelief.com or call 877-230-1776. Use the promo code Gruber for 40% off.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the black community learn about lung cancer, a disease that disproportionately affects us, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer, to bring you the facts. Fact. In the United States, over 25,000 black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. Fact, our community is more likely to develop advanced lung cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. Fact, lack of access to health care, lack of clear resources for help, and mistrust in the medical system are not helping us beat this. Fact, lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among black men and women. But there is a way for us to take back control of our health and change things. Learn all that you can about you or a loved one's diagnosis and treatment options. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Together, we can bring about real change because, fact, change is possible and it starts with you.
This for you real quick, you know, because the Democrats have you believe that this tariff war is destroying the stock market and so forth. Well, apparently not. The stock market was up 485 yesterday. The Dow finished at 43,000. NASDAQ, 18,005. S&P 500 at 5,800. The Russell at 208. Look, just not a lot here to worry about. You know, you got some red on the board today. Futures, let's see, where are the futures today? Down just a little bit, it looks like. Look, this is going fine. And with that in mind, Honda. I mentioned this earlier. Honda's going to produce its next generation Civic automobile in Indiana, not Mexico, as previously planned. You see, tariffs can make a difference. And I go back to Lyndon Johnson. He put tariffs on Japanese light-duty pickup trucks, 25% I think it is, back in the 1960s. That's why Honda and Nissan build their trucks here. They have to. Otherwise, it would be cost prohibitive. So you got the Nissan plant in Mississippi. Where's the Honda plant? Tennessee, maybe?
Alabama.
Alabama. There you go. And they're built here. So the money might go back to Japan proper, but those jobs are here. For Nissan and Honda and others, you know, if you're going to build a light-duty pickup truck, light-duty pickup truck's the number one selling vehicle in America forever and ever. Be it the F-150 or the Silverado, the Sierra, these are the best-selling vehicles in America forever and ever. And Lyndon Johnson protected that market from these folks coming in and dumping cheap trucks in America. Look, tariffs can work, and they're going to work for us going forward. But blanket tariffs, maybe not so much. Targeted, better idea. Anyhow, great having you here again today. Fight the good fight. Keep the faith, my friends. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And remember, my friends, only you can save America.
Job. And it wasn't just a job, it was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. It's like you're useless. You know, we don't really have a need for you now because you can't really do anything for us. That's the way I felt. If it hadn't have been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was the camaraderie that I saw and had. It was like, I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, you know, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Peace, y'all. This is Common, and I'm passionate about helping the black community learn about lung cancer, a disease that disproportionately affects us, which is why I'm here with Stand Up to Cancer, to bring you the facts. Fact, in the United States, over 25,000 black men and women are diagnosed with lung cancer each year. Fact, our community is more likely to develop advanced lung cancer than any other racial or ethnic group. Fact, lack of access to health care, lack of clear resources for help, and mistrust in the medical system are not helping us beat this. Fact, lung cancer continues to be the leading cause of cancer deaths among black men and women. But there is a way for us to take back control of our health and change things. Learn all that you can about you or a loved one's diagnosis and treatment options. Get more information on lung cancer, screening, and clinical trials by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Together, we can bring about real change because, fact, change is possible and it starts with you.